Today, we'd like to see the title of the death of Joshua in Joshua chapter 24, verses 1 to 33. To anon was sold through MP3 or YouTube channel on it. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1 in verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. What does it mean and what can we learn from here? Question 2 in verses 15-16. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. What do these mean in the context and how can we apply to our lives here? Question 3 in verse 19. But Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. What does it mean and what can we learn from here? In the last time in Joshua chapter 23:16, when you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which He commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed down to them, then the angel of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which He has given you. Our Lord is faithful to His word, that He will punish those who serve other gods, those who love other gods more than or equal to God accordingly. Sadly, the following history, such as Assyria's conquering Israel in 722 before Christ and Babylon's conquering in Judah in 486 before Christ. In this chapter 23, Joshua told all the people, reminding the past works of God and exhorting people to continually obey the Lord faithfully. God will be faithful to His word, whether it would be for good or evil in our lives. Verses 1 to 13, to review the covenant at Shechem. Verses 14-25, Israel's choice to serve the Lord. Verses 26-28, the stone of a witness. Verses 29-33, Joshua's death. See the Shechem's map. Shechem was located in western Manasseh parcel, near to Ephraim parcel. See Shechem, Mount Ephraim in south, Mount Gerizim in west, and Mount Ebal in north, just as references for this last chapter 24, Joshua. Here, verses 1 to 13, the covenant had been reviewed at Shechem for the reaffirmed covenant in verse 24. Here, Joshua gave the brief history about God's past work for Israel to exhort them to keep on obeying God. Verse 1, then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. Shechem was between Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal. From the Mount Gerizim, half of tribes of Israel called the blessings if they would obey God, while from Mount Ebal, the other tribes of Israel called the curses if they would disobey God. In the New Testament time, Jesus talked with a Samaritan woman who said her ancestors worshipped in the Mount Gerizim. The cross reference right here. Verse 2, Joshua shouted to all the people, thus says the Lord, God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abram, and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river, Jordan River, in all the times. And they served the other gods. I took your father Abram from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants, and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob, and Esau. To Esau I gave the Mount Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Also I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to what I did among them. Afterward I brought you out, Exodus. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, Red Sea. And the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. So they cried out to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. Then you dwelt in the wilderness a long time. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, Canaan land, who dwelt on the other side of Jordan, the Canaan land, promised land, and they fought with you, but I gave them into your hand, and that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose to make war against Israel, and sent and called Balaam. Balaam the dual worshiper, sorcerist. Yeah. Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you, but you did not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan, came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet. Hornet is the bees. The hornet before you, which drove them out from before you. Also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves, which you did not plant. Now verses 14-25, Israel chose to serve the Lord. 14, now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and Egypt. Serve the Lord. First, reverence the Lord. Do a holy fear to God, not a fear in the sense of sin. Second, serve him in sincerity, without pretense or impurity. The church today suffers much because a lot of service is not with sincerity, but in really it was just for money and just for the prestige. Ministries are not true shepherds who fleece the flock of God, rather not feed the flock of God. So they are not in truth the third recommendation position, peddling the words of God for the fleshly thing. If we love others more than or equal to God, if we have a master passion of our life to others, those would be idols such as money, pleasure, fleshly ambition, or human knowledges. Example is observed Laban's family practice idolatry through Jacob's second wife Rachel stealing the household idols. We should keep ourselves from tangible or intangible idols, cleaving to undivided loyal hearts to the Lord for His glory, His kingdom, or His righteousness. So, question one. Verse 15, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God would not violate the human free will during grace time, because God has created humans in His image. You may exercise your free will to choose God rather than another God, as you are destined by God before your choice, as well as you are known by God before your choice. So you are chosen by the Lord. Verse 16. So the people said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, 16, the heathens desire to receive a lot of blessings, making a lot of gods with silver and gold, the precious stones. All the people promised that they would not forsake the Lord to serve such other idols, but very soon God would charge them with breaking their covenant with God in the time of judges. The covenant between God and people is mutual promises followed by performances. While God has performed His promise faithfully, they failed to perform their promise part. As we should not do so in the spirit. Then their promise was a chip, not fear of God, not sincere or not true. Verse 17, for the Lord our God is He who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. Verse 18. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land, who also will serve the Lord, for He is our God. They reaffirmed to serve the Lord, for He is our God. God's name is Jehovah, or Yahweh pronounced. God, the title is called as Elohim, the Hebrew word. Verse 19, question 3. But Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God, he is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. God, due to his justice character, created calamity or evil for judgment against those who disobeyed the Lord or his way, not in the sense of a sin. In brief, a covenant is if you seek him, he will be found by you. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we serve the Lord. So Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God will serve, and his voice will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made of them statutes and an ordinance in Shechem. Joshua made a covenant with the people, reviewing Mosaic law and putting a stone, the reminder of the covenant to them in Shechem. 26-28, the stone of witness. Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. Verse 26, a large stone under the ark by the sanctuary of the Lord was the witness or a reminder to the written works in the book of the law of God. In other words, the Mosaic law. 27, Joshua shouted to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance. 29:33, Joshua's death. Now it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Serah, which is in the mountains of Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gaza. Joshua, or Hoshua, died at 110 age and buried on Mount Gaza in the mountains of Ephraim. Joshua was of the tribe of Ephraim, Numbers 13:8-31. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Israel's service to the Lord during all the days of Joshua and all the days of elders who outlived Joshua. Shows the good example of Joshua, the man of faith, to please God. 32, the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel who had brought out of Egypt, they buried at Shechem in the plot of the ground which Jacob had brought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and which had become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. The bones of Joseph was buried at Shechem, the parcel of his first son, Manasseh. as God kept his word in Joseph the faith. 33, and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the Levite, died. They buried him in a hill belonging to Pinehas, his son, which was given to him in the mountains of Ephraim. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, also died and buried on a hill belonging to Pinehas in the mountain of Ephraim. So we covered all the questions. Continue to keep on prayer for California, whether not only California or a particular Midwest, you know, East, you know, in other states as well. It's available still at, until this month in a free ebook. It's a PDF file, this one. Also, continue to keep on prayer for feeding people from salvation, sickness. This is an example in the South Sudan. So keep on praying for Calvary and I'm Hills missions right here, all over there. Let's sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.